For Montana News on the Northern News Network, I'm Cody Ross. Today, the House Veterans Affairs Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations passed Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale's bill, the VA Web Act, which would direct the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to implement a process to monitor the VA website to ensure Congress has proper oversight to improve the VA's online experience. Before it passed, the congressman had a lot to say.
Additionally, my legislation would require a testing strategy by the VA to reduce the number of adverse events that happen by improving testing for each modification or software update to anything that might impact the facilitation, maintenance, or receipt of the benefits. This would get to the crux of the issue by preventing problems before they occur and harm veterans. Our Congress is planning to spend billions of dollars overseas this week, and yet we do not have a fully functional VA.gov website.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
A lamb-tastic culinary event. The Montana Lamb Jam on April 20th in Lewistown gives you a chance to get a taste of Montana's finest lamb dishes prepared by top Montana chefs. This made-in-Montana culinary event showcases the versatility and unique flavors of lamb. Sample four different lamb dishes made with lamb from local Montana ranches and vote on your favorites. The Montana Lamb Jam in Lewistown, April 20th. Find more information and purchase tickets at mtsheep.org.
Did you know that many of Montana's electric cooperatives are working to address growing concerns about wildfires? Dying or damaged trees or undergrowth in and around utility right-of-ways could be potential fuel sources for fires. Many electric co-ops now have detailed vegetative management plans they follow. These plans call for multiple actions, such as continued inspections to locate and eliminate fire hazards. Montana's electric co-ops care, and that's why they're trying to help prevent the devastation that wildfires can cause.
The Montana VA healthcare system will recognize its many volunteers from April 21st to the 27th as part of the National Volunteers Week. For fiscal year 2023, Montana VA had 218 volunteers who served more than 37,000 hours across the state, and the Volunteer Transportation Network transported 8,476 veterans and drove 356,981 miles. The Bureau of Land Management has extended the public comment period for the environmental assessment for the Denbury Carbon Solutions LLC proposal to construct and operate a COT sequestration project in southeastern Montana to May 17th. The Billings Outlaws will hit the field for Game 1 of the 2024 Arena Football League season in an adrenaline-charged game as they battle against the Denver Sharks in a non-league exhibition game Thursday evening at 6 in the First Interstate Arena at Metro Park. I'm Cody Ross, Northern News Network.